booster because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Now, 888 Money Pit.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call the 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and LG Red. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. So what are you working on? What are you trying to get done? What are you planning for now? Is there a last-minute project you want to get done before the end of the year? Is there a project you want to take on next year, next winter? Maybe you want to cut that energy bill. Maybe you want to think ahead to some outdoor living improvements. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can put it on our to-do list by calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting them to moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button because that's what we do. We are here for you to help you get those projects underway. Hey, coming up on today's show, are you thinking about taking on a big reno project in the new year? Well, more than 90% of homeowners are doing just that. We're going to take a look at the top projects on those to-do lists and what they actually might cost you.
And also ahead, does your home suffer from old, worn, or even dated wallpaper? Well, removing it isn't as hard as you might think. All right, listen, it's kind of hard, but it's totally worth it if you want to make the wallpaper go away.
Yeah, we'll make it easier.
Yeah, we're definitely going to make it easier. We're going to share the steps that will also help make it go a little bit more quickly. So stick around if you want to get rid of that wallpaper.
Once and for all. And you love all the colorful trees that we've seen over fall, but you dread dragging piles of leaves to the curb? Well, got a better idea. Why not compost those leaves so they can benefit next year's garden? We'll share the step-by-step.
But first, what are you guys working on? You need some help with a renovation? Maybe you've got a repair or a decor project? Well, whatever it is you are dealing with this very busy time of year, let us help you out with your to-do list. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. And we've also got some tools to give away today from Arrow Fastener. We've got the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun going out to one listener drawn at random. If you want that to be you, you got to reach out with your questions. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Texas where we've got Lisa on the line who's got a question about outlets. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi. We have an older home. It was built in 1960. And in some areas of the home, there are older outlets with only two holes. And then in some other rooms, we have outlets that have three holes. So my first question is it safe to leave them as they are with just the two holes, or should we have all consistent outlets within this house?
Well, certainly you're talking about two different types of wiring, and the outlets that have three that have the ground plus the two prongs. That's a grounded wire, which is basically run separately. The ones that have the two prongs is basically a two-wire system, and the ground is done through the box itself. So, is it safe? It can be safe. It's not as safe or as durable, I would say, as having the modern outlets. But it's just not a matter of switching out the outlets. You have to make sure you have the wiring there to support it. Now, if you're going to plug something that has three prongs into the two prong, you have to use an adapter, and then you have to actually attach the adapter using the center screw in between the outlets, because that's how you're picking up a ground. And even doing that doesn't necessarily mean it's grounded, because, you know, who knows how those were put together behind the walls. So if you want to be sure, you could have an electrician check them all out and find out if you will be creating a grounded situation if you use that adapter or not. But if you're going to do some upgrading, I never think it's a bad idea to upgrade your wiring and make it safe and make it current.
I see. Well, that is very helpful to know. And that is something we can definitely take care of and contact, a friend of the family who's an electrician, so we can remedy that problem.
Excellent. All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Now I've got Mark in Kansas on the line who's got a question about a countertop. What's going on?
Well, we have a Formica countertop, and it's darker, and my wife is wanting something lighter, and I'm wondering, do I have to replace it, or can't I put something over it?
No, actually, there's a product that you can replace that, or you can actually cover that top with. It's made by a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. I actually just used the product myself in the last few months, and it's called Lux Rock, L-U-X-R-O-C-K. They also have another version called Mineral Select. And essentially, these are products where you put on a primer, and then once the primer dries, you put on a coat of the Lux Rock, you let that dry, and then you very carefully sand it. And what you see come through are like all the flakes of different colors of like gold, for example, that you would see in a granite piece. And once you reveal that and you're sort of happy with that appearance, then you put on like an epoxy top coat. And that sort of locks it all in. So in my case, I had a really old kitchen, and I had the option to go over the old top, which I would have been happy to do, but I was reconfiguring cabinets, so I decided I would build a countertop myself from scratch using plywood. And when people said, you're going to put a plywood countertop in? Well, I got to tell you, I had friends that saw this Luxrock product after it was complete, and they were kind of like, what do you mean that's not granite? They're like looking at it, they can't see anything that tells them it's not granite. I finally had to turn a piece of the top upside down and prove it wasn't granite. That's how darn good it looks. So check out DeichCoatings.com, DeichCoatings.com, and you'll find those products there. They're really good at this, and I was very happy that I made that choice.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you're thinking about tackling a renovation for your house, we're going to share the results of a survey showing what Americans are paying for with the most popular projects. We'll share all that when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Are you ready for the holidays? Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them. You'll love them. And your friends will especially love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
Now, to help you treat your family and friends to some tasty Omaha Steaks, the Omaha Steak experts have put together specially curated gift packages, and they've given us the promo code MONEYPIT to give you an extra $30 off your order.
Want to send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, and ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash?
Is that a hint, Tom?
Maybe.
You can beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save you $30.
Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you doing this holiday season? I know it's such a busy, busy time of year. But before you spend some more time on your next home improvement project, we want you to be really enjoying your family time and getting your home projects done quickly. Spend a little bit of time with us here at the Money Pit Podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, in this show, we not only give you the answers to your home improvement questions, sometimes we get a chance to give you the tools to get them done. And today, from our friends at Arrow, we've got the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun to give away. It's worth $75, includes a year's worth of staples and nails and brads and stuff. It's a great tool for upholstery, for woodworking, maybe you're doing some insulation, maybe you're doing some crafts. And I love the fact that it's cordless. It actually has a battery that can fire over 1,000 shots on a charge. That's going to go out to one caller drawn at random. If you'd like it to be you, you got to reach out with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Anne's doing some work in the kitchen and looking to add an undermount sink, but the counter is wood. Tell us about this project.
Well, I was more looking for your opinion of whether I should use a wood countertop for an undermount sink. I know they've got some pretty good hardwood countertops that may or may not be, but I'm looking for the long haul. We're at an age where we're going to be retiring within the next few years, and I don't want to have to replace something.
Well, first of all, you're talking about a wood kitchen countertop here or bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both, actually, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for a low-maintenance countertop, you should not be looking at wood. It's going to be a huge amount of work to take care of. Under-mounted sink or not, it's a lot of work. You know, you're going to seal it, and you're going to varnish it, and I don't know if you want to have an area for chopping, but that's a whole other set of circumstances in terms of how you treat that, because the finish has to be non-toxic. But it is a lot of work. So if you're looking for maintenance-free, I would definitely not suggest that. Leslie, what do you think are probably the easiest to care for countertops these days?
I mean, I love a natural stone countertop, but are they the easiest to take care of? Not so much. I mean, the composite stones out there, there's a couple of different brands that you can see. There's quartz, there's quartzite. They're beautiful, they're durable, they're easy to maintain, and they come in a variety of price points as well. I think when you go with a solid surface like that, it's much better for an undermount sink as far as maintenance and durability. And then if you go with a quartzite product, there's so many different, colors,
tones, sort of textures to choose from, that you'll be able to find something in your price point in a look that you like.
I'm just looking to push the crumbs into the sink.
I hear you. Well, you can have an under countertop, and that's fine. It's just that, you know, I think you called us because you want to know if that was a good installation, but then when you mentioned you're trying to look for something that's maintenance free, I'm telling you, wood is not. Wood is a ton of work to take care of.
It's so pretty, though.
It is pretty.
Especially with creamy white cabinets.
Yeah, well, listen, you can have some beautiful wood cabinets, but the countertop, I would definitely not go with wood.
Okay.
Good luck, Ann. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you very much.
Well, are you ready to tackle a home remodeling project in this new year coming up? Well, according to a survey by Clever Real Estate of nearly 1,000 homeowners, 93% of them are planning one project within the next 5 years. But what are the most popular projects and how much should you be budgeting?
Well, the leading focus is on upgrading outdoor spaces. We've got 43% of Americans are planning new landscaping or fencing or yard improvements. And 37% are planning a new or refinished patio deck or a porch. And also along the top choices is installing a pool. That's planned by about 23% of homeowners. Now, inside the house, we're looking at projects like new and refinished flooring, 36% choosing that. Bathroom remodels, always popular. New windows, 29%. Kitchen remodels at 27%, and bedroom or living room remodels at 25%. Seeing a lot of reasons to stay home and enjoy that house. Love to see that that's a carryover from the pandemic. I think Americans are falling in love again with their homes.
I mean, I really think it's great to do the projects at your home where you're going to be spending the most time. But in terms of budget now, nearly 1 in 5 homeowners spent at least $10,000 on improvements last year, and about 1/3 spent $5,000 or more. Now, to pay for those repairs, 56% are going to tap into their savings, 44% are going to pay with cash, and 41% are planning to use their credit cards so that they can, you know, use the points to take a good vacation.
I'll tell you what, we do that all the time.
I do too.
You got to do more vacations, but if the vendor takes a credit card, I love using the credit card and then get the points and then just paying off the credit card. That's what you got to make sure you do. If you don't pay it off, then it catches up with you quick,
yeah.
Right? But those points really do add up.
Agreed.
So whether you're doing it yourself or you're having someone do it for you, there's a lot to consider when planning and budgeting your next big home improvement project, which is why now is a really good time to think about those projects and get planning for the year ahead. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are planning to be here to answer your questions in the year ahead, but you can call right now and get the answers to your questions that have to get done maybe before the end of the year. So the number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
We've got Dana in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with some peeling paint. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, on our north side where it gets very little sunlight, we were painting it. It was painted before, but we were repainting it, and where it was chipping, and we did put down some primer first, and then we painted it, and then it keeps bubbling and chipping after we're done painting it.
Wow. So even though you put down primer, it still seems to keep separating. Is it separating from a layer deeper than the primer coat? Like, cause sometimes with multiple coats of paint, it'll break down deeper in the surface, like one of the earlier coats of paint.
I don't think it is. Someone said that what they thought might have happened is the first time it was painted, that the painters might have painted it. I don't even know if they put primer down. They might have put one coat, and they might have painted it right after a rainstorm when the wood was still wet.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But the thing is, if they didn't prime it, then that's the reason it's separating. Primer is always really important because it really makes the color coat stick, so to speak. So if you've
right.
got peely paint, there's no way that you can go over that with new paint because you can't put good paint over bad paint. It's
right.
just going to continue to peel. So you got to get down to a surface that's below all that loose stuff. Now, if it's a big area, you can prime the whole thing. If it's small areas that are sort of separated, then you can do what's called spot priming. And just to be absolutely certain, when you go to the home center or the paint store, I would get a bonding primer, which is very adhesive, and it really sticks to those old surfaces no matter what's there. And then once that's all set up, then you can go ahead and put another finish coat on top, and you should be good to go.
So we'd have to completely, like, strip the paint, is what you're saying, and then put down...
Yep, I am. Unfortunately, if it's not sticking, it's not sticking. You just can't go over it. It's just going to be worse.
Bonding primer, you said, and then
yes.
Paint it again?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And that'll solve it. Yeah, you got it, Dana. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Marie in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Right. Yes, I'm lazy. And I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget?
Okay. Yeah, so spray and forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that and sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak. Because you know it's you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there. Otherwise, it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle. And for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. I think there's a promo code there for the Money Pit that'll get you 20% off if you just enter Money Pit in the promo box. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Joe in Delaware is on the line with a question about a metal roof. What can we do for you?
I'm looking for a roof that has standing seam, and it's about maybe 24 or 30 inches wide. But I want a good roof now. Do they make them in different grades of metal? Like, do they have like a 20-year or 50-year roof?
Well, if you're talking about a metal roof, I mean, that's going to be more like a 50 to 100-year roof that when it's done right. There's a really good website that will educate you thoroughly about metal roofing, and it's done by a manufacturer's association. It's called the Metal Roofing Alliance. It's simply metalroofing.com. And they've got a great section about metal roofing 101 and all of the basics and all the options for you to consider when it comes to metal roofing. But I tell you, it's never been better because, first of all, metal roofing has always been great because if you ever see an old building with a metal roof that's been properly maintained, it's still probably in good structural shape because they just don't wear out. But today, the metal roofing is not only made better, it's coated with low E paint so that when the sun beats down on it, it can reflect a lot of the heat off of the roof, and that lowers your cooling costs too. So I would definitely consider it. It's an investment grade roof in the sense that you're going to have to do it once and do it right, and you're not going to have to do it again for 100 years, you know. So, you know, it lasts forever. It's fire resistant. So I would definitely consider it.
I mean, they look really good too.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this holiday weekend? I know you guys are keeping busy at home with family and friends and making your house look super duper. So let us know how we can help you. Still ahead, is wallpaper the only thing standing between you and your dream room? Well, you can get new wallpaper and love it even more. No, I'm kidding. I know not everybody likes it. I just do. So for all those people who, you know, don't like the wallpaper, we're going to give you some tips for easy removal when the Money Pit returns after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
You are listening.
listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button.
Hey guys, what are you working on? Well, before you go and spend more time on those projects that you've got brewing at home, spend some time with us. This is going to help you spend less time on those projects. So we recommend you catching up on some new episodes of the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can get it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Mary from Arkansas is on the line, who's having some issues locating a water line for a filter. What's going on with this mystery?
I need a whole house water filter, but I live in a subdivision, and all of the lines are buried underground, and I don't know how to locate where it comes into my house, and I don't know what to do about it.
Even though they're underground, that's very typical. You're going to have to locate the main water valve, and that is going to be inside your house somewhere. I don't know what kind of house you have. Is it on a slab? Is it on a crawl space? Is it on a basement?
It's on a slab, and it is brick house.
It's brick. Okay. So generally where that line comes into the house, there is going to be a valve. It's pretty much required that there's a valve. And that's the area where the whole house water filter would get attached. It basically is inserted after the valve, after the main water valve, and then they put another valve next to it, so it kind of isolates that section of pipe. But you need to identify where that's coming in. Now, all I could tell you is that typically water lines will feed from the street, so it's going to be on that side of the house, and I have found them in many, many different places in my career as a home inspector. I have found them behind wall panels. I have found them inside sink cabinets where it doesn't really even look like a main water valve, yet it's there. I found them in closets. I found them in attics. It's going to be there somewhere, and that's going to be the trick, trying to identify where that is. But I imagine this is not something you're going to install yourself, and certainly it will be part of what a plumber would do for you.
All right, then I just need to get a good plumber and start looking.
That's right. That's right. Kind of a scavenger
okay.
hunt, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've been staring at some old, worn-out wallpaper, but you're really putting off removing it because you know it requires a lot of hassle, I totally get it. But you know what, guys? You got to try to separate the wallpaper from the wall, and that definitely requires some hard work, some patience, and a whole heck of a lot of persistence. But if you understand the options for removal, you can save some time, a lot of energy, and a lot of hassle in your quest to make that wallpaper disappear. I mean, there's really only 4 steps that you need to follow here, guys.
Yeah, that's right. So first step is to score the wallpaper, not as in take score, no, as in cut. Cut the wallpaper. You're going to use a utility knife or a wallpaper scorer to create small holes in the paper, and that's going to allow steam, which we'll talk about in just a moment, to penetrate through to the adhesive. Now, keep in mind, the closer and more abundant the scored holes, the smaller the pieces of paper pulled off. So if you prefer to remove wallpaper in larger sheets, score less. Kind of a trade-off, because if you score less, it might be harder to get off. So you have to try to score as little as possible. Let's put it that way. Now, back to steam. Yes, renting a steamer, definitely worth the cost and the hassle. Working from the top down, you want to steam and remove one section of wallpaper at a time.
Now, if that wallpaper is really hanging on and just not coming off, you want to start with a solution. Now, you can use hot water and fabric softener, and you want to mix it in equal parts, 1-to-1. Then pour that solution into a spray bottle, and you need to apply it to those tough to remove spaces, but you've got to work quickly because that solution is going to lose its effectiveness after about 15 minutes. Now, once that wallpaper is removed, you have to prep the wall so that it'll really take nicely to that new paint and primer. So you want to mix a solution of distilled white vinegar and water, and that's going to remove any remaining glue that's on the wall. And then you do need to wait until that surface is completely dry. Make sure you apply a primer and then paint, or pick out a new wallpaper because they're really, really beautiful today. Totally beautiful.
Now, listen, if this still seems to be like way too much work, you might be wondering if painting or wallpapering over the existing wallpaper is an option. And yeah, it's an option, but it's not recommended because painting over a wallpaper jeopardizes the integrity of the space, which could factor into a buyer's interest down the road. And even more, it makes the next paint or wallpaper removal job that much tougher because now you're trying to pierce through the paint and the paper to get it off. So do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again.
All right, heading out to Arizona, we've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
And it's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house with a kitchen sink and two bowls in the kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And the smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, it would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. And so I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question, but it doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it. Yep. All right. Good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Coming up, do you love the colorful trees of fall, but you dread dragging those piles of leaves to the curb? Well, we've got a better idea. Why not compost those leaves so that they can benefit next year's garden? I know we're already thinking about the garden come springtime, but we're going to share some tips next.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. This 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30 plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Well, it's the holiday season, so I always like to make sure my freezer is stocked with the best options for meals. And that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Well, I'm stopping by Friday, Tom, so set an extra place setting for me.
You got it.
You know, I love Omaha Steaks as well, even when Tom's not doing the cooking for me. They also make a great gift. They're perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. So to help you enjoy some tasty Omaha Steaks, the Omaha Steak experts have put together specially curated gift packages and... they've given us the promo code MONEYPIT for an extra $30 off your order.
I love the holiday favorites assortment. You get fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, burgers, 29 items for just $159.
Listen up, elves. You can beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, and the promo code is MONEYPIT to help you save $30.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Are you relaxing? Are you maybe wrapping up a weekend project or trying to figure out a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great do-it-yourself info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy getting your pods. Hey, are you guys big fans of entertaining friends and family over the holidays? Perhaps you're doing it right now. Well, don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes. We've got over $1,000 in prizes that are up for grabs.
That's right. We're giving away a gorgeous Energy Star rated new refrigerator from LG with contoured doors, hidden hinges, and a host of amazing interior features. It's a 7 cubic foot unit, which is the perfect sort of backup size, right? So you'll always have room for extra holiday food and drink.
Now, we've also got a bunch of $100 gift cards to Omaha Steaks to give away, and those make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays and entertaining.
Plus, everyone who enters will receive a special Money Pit promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30. Plus, it'll get you free shipping. You can enter once a day right now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Cindy in Illinois is on the line with a basement question. What's going on?
I've lived in my home for over 40 years and had no trouble with water in the basement. And then about 3 years ago, we had a terrible drought here. And it seems like ever since then, if we get a hard rain, I end up with water coming up through the floor of the basement.
So the reason you're getting water that comes up through the floor of the basement in a hard rain is because there's some defect in your drainage conditions outside the house. So you need to start by looking at the roof and making sure your gutter system is clean and making sure the downspouts are extended away from the house. It should be out 3 or 4 feet. If that's all in good shape, then I would take a look at the angle of the dirt around the house, the grade. If it's really flat or if there's an area where it's tilting in or you're getting neighboring water from runoff from a different lot or something of that nature, you've got to regrade to keep the water away from the house. The only way it's getting down there is it's coming from the top and pushing under. It's not a rising water table because that takes months to happen. If it's reactive to the rain, then it's a problem with drainage, Cindy. So you need to look carefully in that area, and I'm certain you'll find the cause of it and be able to stop it. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, guys, are you enjoying the beautiful fall colors, but maybe you are dreading dragging all those piles of leaves to the curb? Well, hey, we got a better idea. Why not compost those leaves instead? This way they can benefit next year's garden.
Yeah, you know, leaves really do make great compost because trees pull nutrients from deep beneath the surface. And adding those leaves to your compost pile is going to make your compost contain nutrients that garden plants can't typically reach on their own.
Now, the leaves are also good for insulating plants to protect them from big temperature changes in the winter. And the leaves are also going to attract earthworms that will help break the leaves down into beneficial leaf mold and compost to create the perfect garden soil, nutrient-rich, loose, friable, and well-drained. And this way you'll have even more reason to enjoy those gorgeous autumn leaves now that you know how beneficial they're going to be in your garden next spring.
Russell in Rhode Island is on the line, and he's having some trouble finding the correct hardware for doors and drawers. What is going on?
Drawer knobs and hardware that we're looking to replace.
So we're looking for kitchen cabinets?
Yes, yeah.
Are you trying to match something, or you want all brand new?
We would be replacing everything.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward project. Are these cabinets pretty old?
No. It's a 3-inch center on the hardware, and we've been around to a couple of different places and not really liking what we see.
There are a lot of great cabinet hardware websites online where you can find just an incredible variety of products out there. You can pretty much find whatever you want. So, you know, you can start with the basics like Home Depot, but then, you know, you have a lot of specialty shops. There's a website called knobsforless.com. There's one called My Knobs.
All right.
A site called Signature Hardware. And, you know, you can see lots of photos and you can see the measurements, the center by center measurements on these handles.
Yeah,
that's the trick. You want to make sure you match it, because otherwise you're going to be trying to cover up holes and repair things.
Right. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
And check the depth of the screws to make sure that they're going to be thick enough for your doors.
Right.
This really shouldn't be difficult. It's true there are fairly limited, you know, styles and designs when you go to the home centers because they have to sell to the mass market. But there's a lot of really stepped up hardware out there online these days.
All right, cool. Excellent.
Even Restoration Hardware, too, I think,
yeah.
Has a good
Restoration
selection.
Hardware has beautiful pieces.
Oh, yeah. I've forgotten about them.
I also really love Anthropologie. Like, if you're looking, which is a women's clothing store, but if you're looking for something that's, like, a little quirky and maybe has an interesting feel to it, I always check them out, too.
Anthropologie, okay.
And it's with an IE at the end.
Yep, okay. Excellent. All right, well, thank you, folks, and love the show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much for joining this hour here at the Money Pit. When we come back, we're going to chat with Joanne in Ohio, who's dealing with a whole bunch of skylights that maybe aren't doing the best thing right now for her. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants.
With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brazgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Or the well, I mean, that's basically the space in your ceiling from where the skylight is to the end of the ceiling itself. So sometimes you get, you know, a deeper area. Sometimes it's more shallow. It really depends on your roof type. That's usually a finished area with drywall, so it does look completed, and it sort of just, you know, divots in to where that skylight itself is. So Tom's right. I mean, replacing it is definitely a good option, because to rebuild out that ceiling to sort of accommodate for that area that's been dug out, if you will, you have to kind of rebuild that whole area to make it flush and uniform. But if, you know, you replace the skylight, then maybe you can add something over there to help finish the space more, or kind of disguise it a little bit better, or, you know, add some plants, add some lighting. You can do a couple of things that will take advantage of the sunlight that's coming in, but also sort of, you know, give you a different sort of look for the space. I mean, there's definitely some things you can do, but sort of rebuilding that whole roofline is going to be a big, big project.
That's why I think just replacing the skylights with the ones that don't leak is the best option. All right, so Sue in Illinois says, one of our countertops is about 2 foot of butcher block. We put in new countertops and sanded down the butcher block to fresh wood. Should I apply anything to that wood? Yes, you should. You should apply a food-grade oil to that wood. You don't want to use – there are butcher block finishes, by the way, that are non-toxic. You could use those, or you could use a food-grade oil. That's really important, because if you don't, first of all, it's going to absorb more than you want it to. And you've got to have something in there to stop that from happening, because if you're not careful, if these wood tops are not carefully maintained, you can get like meat juice and fish juice and stuff in there, and that can become toxic. You know, you have an E. coli risk. So it's real important to seal them and then to maintain them as clean as possible.
Yes, Sue, I don't know that butcher block is the best choice for sanitary reasons. It's a lot of cleaning to get rid of bacteria. But if you're up for the work and refinishing and re-oiling, then I say go for it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. Hey, if you guys are getting ready for the holidays which remain and trying to get your house spruced up for all the company you're going to stop by, well, we can help. You can reach us with those questions 24/7 at 888 Money Pit, or better yet, post your questions anytime at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Bonnie Pitt.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. China recently experienced pop-up protests against not only strict COVID restrictions, but also against the ruling government. Author and China expert Gordon Chang believes we're seeing the first stages of the collapse of communist China.
And the reason is there was a fire in Urumqi in northwestern China on Thursday. And then immediately across the country, you saw these large protests. They weren't organized. They were not coordinated. There were no leaders. People just went onto the streets. And when they were on the streets, they not only were complaining about COVID lockdowns, they were complaining about the Communist Party and Xi Jinping, specifically saying down with the Communist Party, down with Xi Jinping.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Chang says we're going to see similar protests when there's another incident, something he envisions happening sooner rather than later. Russian authorities rejecting a price cap on the country's oil set by Ukraine's Western supporters and are threatening to stop supplying the nations that endorsed it. Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, the U.S., and the 27-nation EU bloc agreed to cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 a barrel, taking effect on Monday. President Biden's approval ratings not improved since the midterm elections.
RealClearPolitics.com gives the president an average approval rating of 41.1%, with 54.1% of voters disapproving of the job he's doing. That gives Mr. Biden a presidential approval index rating of negative 13. The president continues to receive low marks on his handling of the economy, foreign policy, immigration, and energy costs. Though Democrats retained control of the Senate in the midterm elections, they lost control of the House by a very narrow margin. Democrats picked up 9 governor's mansions compared to 3 for Republicans, but voters are not translating those party victories into clear indications of Biden's success. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And you can always check out the latest news, read the best analysis, log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A musical manuscript handwritten by Ludwig von Beethoven is being returned to its original owners. Karen Chamas has more on this story.
Beethoven composed the 6 movement string quartet in B-flat major in 1825-26. The manuscript became the possession of one of the richest families in pre-World War II Czechoslovakia. The family lost it to the Nazis when they had to flee Czechoslovakia to escape the Holocaust. The Moravian Museum in the Czech city of Brno has had the original script for more than 80 years. The museum put the score on display for the first time this week in anticipation of handing it over to its rightful owners. The museum said a restitution law on property stolen by German Nazis made the return possible. I'm Karen Chamas.
A strong earthquake shakes parts of Indonesia's main island of Java. No damage or injuries reported. More at townhall.com. PepsiCo receives its first electric semis from Tesla.
It comes more than 3 years after Elon Musk says the company would start making the trucks. The Austin, Texas company made the deliveries at a factory near Reno, Nevada. The event was live streamed on Twitter, which Musk now owns. Musk drove one of the three Tesla semis in front of a crowd inside the factory. One was white, one was painted with a Pepsi logo, the other with the Frito-Lay colors. Musk says the truck has a range per charge of 500 miles when pulling an 82,000-pound load. John Scott reporting.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee looking for ways to pay for tens of billions of dollars in roadway projects in the Volunteer State. He's considering express toll lanes on highways and tripling a fee for electric car owners. State transportation officials say $26 billion in projects are needed to address worsening congestion. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and LG Red. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys enjoying the crisp weather? Have you seen your energy bill yet? Once that heating bill arrives, it kind of takes the fun out of those beautiful, cool days. But you know what? If you want to make that bill go down, you need some energy-saving improvements, you want to fix up your space before the rest of the holidays get here, that's what we do. We're here to help you get those projects done. So reach out to us with your questions. You can go to MoneyPit.com and click the blue microphone button or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, temperatures are dropping very quickly. Are your water lines ready to stand up to the freezing weather? We're going to give you some tips to prevent plumbing pipes from freezing and breaking, which is a huge mess. I once saw that happen in a house, Leslie, that I was inspecting. I had to come back on a reinspection, and it was vacant. By the time I got back here, there was 4 feet of water in the basement. Four feet.
These poor folks weren't.
Yeah, I think it was about a month, you know, but the relocation company had owned the place, and they forgot to turn off the water or the heat or something. And these poor people, they were literally, all their stuff was in a moving truck ready to move in. I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen today.
Oh, my goodness. That is a lot of work.
We can make sure it does not happen to you, though, with some tips on how to protect those pipes.
All right, now we've got some tips to help you guys who are thinking about updating your bedroom. Maybe you're thinking about a new mattress or some new furniture. So we're going to share some ideas that will help you make your purchase result in actually getting a better night's sleep and also looking good, but getting a better night's sleep first.
Yeah, they go hand in hand, right? And also, one of the most popular projects for this time of year is bath remodeling. I mean, everybody wants it done before the end of the year. So we're going to have step-by-step advice for both DIYers and pros.
And guys, do you love your home? Do you often feel like maybe you're just throwing money into your money pit? Listen, we get it. We use money pit as like a term of endearment. We love our homes. We do call them money pits. But we get it, and we can totally help. So make sure you reach out and let us know how we can help you with all those home improvement projects.
Plus, if you do call us with your home improvement question, we'll toss your name in the money pit hard hat, because from Arrow Fastener, we've got a cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun to give away to one lucky listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us now with your questions. Again, the number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ted in Texas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I've got a concrete floor that's stained.
Okay.
It has, in the kind of in the living area, we put down a few times, you know, wax. We waxed it. And it's pretty much worn off now, but it's a dark... It's a real dark red stain. It's pretty dark, and we're really tired of that. So
okay.
We were thinking of putting down, some flooring, and okay. Just wondered, like, do we need to strip the floor? Do we just strip on it first, or can we just, like, lay down on top of it? What's a good thing?
You don't have to strip anything off that old concrete floor. With all the flooring products that are available today, you can lay it right on top of the concrete, and you've got a lot of choices. Ted, you can use a laminate floor. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. The EVP floor is absolutely gorgeous. You can use an engineered hardwood floor. If you'd like to have real wood, you can use an engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, but engineered hardwood, because that is dimensionally stable and it's not going to swell if exposed to any moisture that comes off the concrete. Now, those floors would lock together, and they would go right up sort of the baseboard molding area, and then you would trim them with some quarter round or some shoe molding, and you'd be good to go. So that's a pretty straightforward project right there. Just pay attention, to the saddles and where it goes around doorways. If you're in a kitchen area, make sure you don't lock in like your dishwasher, which has to be slid out if it has to be replaced, things like that. Just be aware of that, but you can go right on top of that. And it sounds like that old floor has really served you well, though. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody that has sealed and waxed a concrete, a dyed concrete floor like that for all those years. It must have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one other question, too. I've noticed in probably over the last couple of years there's been several cracks. You know, they're not wide cracks. I can stick my fingernail in it in some places.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical of expansion and contraction of a floor like that. You don't have to worry about that. You can just, again, put the new flooring right on top of the old.
Oh, okay, good deal. Okay, so any of those is good. They all have,
choices.
Some of them have glue down and some of them are not. You don't need a glue down.
None of the ones that I mentioned are glue down products. Those are all floating floors.
Yes.
I don't really think there's a need to use a glue down product.
Okay.
Typically, if you're using engineered hardwood on the slab, the only place you might glue down would be like maybe at an intersection. My sister just had some engineered hardwood put on a floor, and the installers glued some trim pieces like around where her fireplace kind of came into the room, just because there was no other way to really attach it. But for the most part, you don't really need any adhesive. It's designed to float on top, and it's not going to move. It's rock solid when it's done.
It's not going to click when you walk on it.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for the callback. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show.
Well, you're welcome, Ted. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Yes, sir. You bet.
We've got Sandra in Maryland on the line. She's got a really old house and an electrical problem. What's happening at your money pit?
103 years old.
Oh, that's great. That's a good age for houses. It's just starting to get seasoned, settling in a bit.
It settles a lot.
Yeah, I bet. So has the wiring been updated at all, or is it original? Is it knob and tube? What kind of wiring do you have?
I have a mix of knob and tube and some updated. What's down in the walls, I think, is still knob and tube.
Okay.
Some of the stuff that's more out. It has been replaced.
And what are you planning to do? What's precipitating this question? Is this just a general concern about safety, or are you doing some other remodeling?
Well, what I've done is started redoing the kitchen, and I took up the, 7 layers of linoleum and got all the creosote out and got all the stuff that probably I shouldn't have been inhaling out of the kitchen. And we sanded the floors and kept the original old wood floors. Okay. And the paneling in the kitchen, I'm not willing to tear down because it's horsehair plaster behind it. And every time you touch the wall, you hear stuff fall.
Right.
So I'm not willing to replace it. So we painted the paneling, and I wanted to put new floorboard trim around. But all of the wiring, it's those big black wires that go from one outlet to another outlet.
Let me give you some advice on this because it is time to update that wiring. First of all, any existing knob and tube wiring is very dangerous, and here's why. When it gets to be 100 years old, the insulation on that wiring is very dried out, very brittle, very crumbly. I can't tell you how many times in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector that I found that kind of wiring in house and often found burn marks, very frightening, burn marks on the framing that surrounded it. So you definitely want to deactivate that wiring. You don't have to physically pull it out of the walls as long as it's not electrified. And then, of course, you want to update that with new modern wiring that's consistent with current electrical code. Now, for the kitchen, you really want to do something different than what would have been done when the home was originally built. It had wiring, but it had all that kitchen, I'm sure, on one circuit. And that's why in older homes, sometimes when you're in a kitchen, you often see the lights dim when the refrigerators kick on because they're both major appliance and lighting are on the same circuit. You want to have one circuit for your appliances, your dishwasher, your refrigerator, perhaps even more than one circuit for that, and then a separate circuit for lighting and outlets. And, of course, all of the outlets also should be ground fault protected because this is a wet location, and ground fault protection protects you from receiving a shock if you were using an appliance that shorted or had any other type of electrical incident that occurred. So you are smart to be concerned about this. It is something that you should take care of, whether you do it one room at a time or the entire house at a time. You know, that's going to be up to time and budget. But you should have on your overall remodeling plan the need to get rid of that knob and tube and completely de-energize it because it is unsafe for the reasons I stated. Also, by the way, that particular wiring is not grounded, nor is it groundable. So that's another reason it's unsafe. It's just the way it was done back then.
I think some of the kitchen had been done because I did have an electrician friend come in and install some new outlets. Mm-hmm. And he just ran from one to the next. And I do have different circuit breakers downstairs and all that kind of a stuff. But one of the things that when I do have, I think the one wall hasn't been done. I know that sounds odd. But when they have the wires that are out, the big black, you know, wires going across or any of the wires, and I don't want them to go behind the wall because they can't without damaging the wall. So I need to put those metal covers over them before I can put the trim board down so I don't.
Well, if you have, if you're talking about the original knob and tube wiring being big black wires, you can't bury that. That's very unsafe.
Okay.
And here's why. Knob and tube wiring, the reason, and by the way, for those that are not familiar with this, if you've ever seen an old house where wires seem to be strung on little ceramic posts that stick off the side of beams, those are the knobs. And then where the wires go through the framing, there's a ceramic tube. That's the tube. That's why it's called knob and tube. And the reason that it sticks off the beam, Sandra, is because it has to be air-cooled. So that's why you can't bury knob and tube wiring under trim. You can't even put insulation around it because it makes it doubly unsafe.
So if it's the big black wire, then I know I've still got original knob and tube in there.
I would have your electrician come in and determine where that wire is being energized, make sure that if it's knob and tube, it is completely disconnected, and then run whatever you have to do from there. And if you can only do it one room at a time, you'll be just that much more safe. But if you can do the whole house, then just do it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sandra. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. We love that you're spending your holiday season with us. So let us know how we can help you make your Money Pit the best that it can be. Coming up, can your plumbing pipes survive the cold? I mean, it's going to get really chilly out there, guys. So we're going to give you an easy, inexpensive way that you can keep them from freezing and breaking after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. This 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30 plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, before you go spending more time on your next home improvement project, why not spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? We're going to give you new episodes every Monday and Thursday, and you can find them at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
Hey, are you guys big fans of entertaining friends and family over the holidays? Well, don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes. We've got over $1,000 in prizes up for grabs.
That's right. We're giving away a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. It's got contoured doors, hidden hinges, and a host of amazing interior features. Now, the 7-cubic-foot unit is the perfect backup size. You're always going to have room for all that extra holiday food and drink. Plus, it's Energy Star rated.
And we've got a bunch of $100 gift cards to give away from Omaha Steaks, which make fantastic gifts. Hint, hint, as well as a delicious way to stock up your own freezer for all the unexpected guests that might pop over during the holidays.
And everyone who enters is going to receive a special Money Pit promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30, and you're going to get free shipping. And you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. So good luck.
Bill in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a wood-burning fireplace, and it has a brick firebox. And I'm going to put gas logs into it, and I'd like to clean it out as best I can before putting the gas logs in. And there's soot, I guess, and creosote in it. I wonder if there's any good way to clean that off the brick.
You know, there's actually there's a ton of different products out there, actually. You can try. It really depends how much is caked on there because they all kind of work differently. First might be starting with like a TSP, which is a trisodium phosphate, but that's generally going to only work for not that much of a buildup. And since you're talking about the interior, Try that. The TSP you can find in, you know, any of the home centers in the paint prep aisle. You mix it up. You can make it more of a thicker paste, and then you put that on there, and then you can brush that off or clean that off and see if that will do it. There's a couple of other things. You know, many of the stone companies will make something called a brick and stone cleaner or a fireplace brick and stone cleaner. You can find it online if you search for those exact words. You can even go to, I know my local Ace Hardware has one that's in a tub. It's called a soot remover. There's soot erasers, but I think that, again, is only going to really work for a little bit of a buildup. But because you're on the interior, you might want to go for the heavy-duty stuff.
All right. Yeah, I've tried sodium or baking soda. You sort of paint it on, and it actually did a fairly good job, but there's just some areas that are just little more resistant to that.
And you have to remember that, you know, that brick surface is very absorbent, so you may not end up getting it all out. But as long as it looks kind of even, I think you'll be good to go. Now, you also mentioned you're putting in a gas log here. Be very careful that you have proper venting for this gas log, because they throw out a lot of BTUs. Now, in some cases, what you might want to do is actually physically wire the damper open and then maybe put doors on this so that the damper could never be left shut by accident. There have been so many tragedies when those dampers have been left shut with gas logs where people have suffered horribly from carbon monoxide poisoning. So you need to be really careful to make sure you're not creating an unsafe situation. I'd rather see the damper be wired open so it can't be shut, then you can put a pair of glass doors on that fireplace to keep the drafts from getting into the house. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, anyone who's dealt with them can tell you this. Frozen pipes are an expensive headache. But the good news is there are several things you can do to keep them from freezing in the first place.
Now, if it's a very cold night, go ahead and open the doors to any of those undersink cabinets that are along the outside walls. I mean, this really is most often your kitchen sink cabinet. Now, this is going to let some warm air in, and it prevents it from becoming a freezer under there, leading to those frozen water lines.
Next, you want to bundle up your pipes just like you do with a winter coat. You can wrap insulation around the pipes in unheated crawl spaces, attics, and basements. And you can use foam tubes, or fiberglass pipe wrap to make sure they stay nice and toasty.
Yeah, and think about all those drafts that you feel in the crawl space and the basement. Now, those drafts can actually freeze uninsulated pipes in a matter of just a few hours. So once you find those drafts, consider using expanding foam sealant, and that can help you seal out all of those drafts for good.
And finally, keep your heat always above 55 degrees all winter long. Shutting off or lowering unused heating zones can definitely cause water heating lines to freeze in walls and ceilings. And by the way, if they do freeze, don't use heat tape as a permanent appliance. You know, heat tape is like this long strip that warms up, and it's good for freeing up a frozen pipe, but you can't leave it on 24/7. It is not a solution, and you should never, ever insulate over it. I can't tell you, Leslie, how many times in the years I spent as a home inspector, I found burnt insulation right on top of a heat tape. So really dangerous thing to do that.
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding. Is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can.
and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, if you're thinking of updating your bedroom with a new mattress or even some new furniture, we're going to share some tips to help you make sure that your purchase results in a better night's sleep.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Trudio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project or maybe you're looking ahead to your next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you can find great do-it-yourself info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
Ron in Virginia is on the line with a window question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just moved to Virginia from Florida. And I bought a house that has single-pane, double-hung windows with aluminum storm windows on the outside. And I was wondering if that's going to be efficient for the mild winters we get here, or should I look into insulated windows?
Well, you know, generally when you're talking about a single-pane window, if it was truly on its own, we'd say it's not that efficient. But because you have a storm window, that automatically makes it that much more efficient. And a storm window is fairly easy to replace. I mean, you can get a new storm window that has a different type of coating on it that could improve its efficiency, because what you're doing is you're essentially creating that space of air between the storm window and the main window, and that's allowing, you know, the cold air to stop before it gets into your home. So especially if you're able to upgrade just the storm window itself, you'll really be able to create quite an efficient, you know, window within your home and do well for the winter months.
Okay, that's great. The storm windows do look the original and rather lightweight in structure. I do like the wood windows that the house has, so I will look into that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, we all spend a third of our life in bed, so the right mattress is a must. If you've got an old saggy mattress, it's just not going to provide the support that you need for healthy sleep, and that's going to leave you feeling achy and sore in the morning. Now, 5 to 7 years is usually a lifespan for a mattress, but if you buy a new mattress, it's a big project in more ways than one. Not only is it a large and heavy piece of your bedroom belongings, there's the need to get rid of the old one at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it really is kind of a lot of work, and there's so many choices because there's a lot of things out there. So if you're due for a replacement, we're going to help you with some smart shopping suggestions. That's a lot of S's. Smart shopping suggestions. Now, first of all, guys, you need to know the different comfort levels that are available to you. You can choose from firm, plush, or pillow top mattresses. Now, firm is self-explanatory. Plush is going to offer support, but it does allow more pressure points to kind of sink into that mattress. And a pillow top is going to be the softest of all. Now, you may also see some salesy labeling with wording like ultra firm or super plush, but don't go ahead and like ignore that stuff. That's all hype. I mean, there's really no regulation to those categories, so it's kind of hard to determine what exactly they mean.
Also, be aware that the stuff that makes up a mattress can also impact your comfort. Those with allergies, for example, or sensitivities should shop for mattresses that are constructed from all-natural, hypoallergenic materials like organic cotton, synthetic-free latex fills, and naturally flame-retardant wool casings.
Yeah, and as you shop, keep in mind that while higher spring counts can be impressive, the number of springs really doesn't affect the comfort of the mattress in question. And lastly, take advantage of manufacturers' sort of try-before-you-buy programs, because that's going to guarantee comfort. I mean, they're going to let you use that mattress for some
them, say 90 days at your own home, sleep on it, and then if you don't like it, they'll totally refund your purchase. Now, usually they'll tell you you have to donate it somewhere, so you're going to have to figure that out. But, I mean, it's totally worth it to try it at home.
So many companies are doing that today. I think I could do that every three months, have a new mattress. It's kind of like the mattress replacement program.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine? But how much better is it than going into the store? Like, I remember the last time I bought a mattress, like going into the store and like laying down on each one and being like, I don't know. Is it good? Do I like it?
I think anything like that after COVID is not going to be a very popular sanitary way of checking anything out.
Right.
I am not going to be laying down on a mattress in the store anytime soon. That's for sure.
Well, you don't want to put your face into a stranger's pillow?
Come on. Exactly.
Mona in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a garage that has a low spot in it up by the front tire, and the snow all comes off of it and then sits there. It doesn't drain out. And then it freezes, and then I have a skating rink.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that I can use to either kind of fill in that hole and spread it out, you know, make it more level, or what would happen if I drilled holes down through it?
Well, that was my first thought, Mona. If you were to fill this in, if I was to tell you how to fill this in, do you think that that would allow the water to drain out?
Probably not.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
Unless I filled it, you know, quite a bit and then sloped it back.
There is a way to do that. There are materials called patching compounds. They're epoxy in nature, or they're made of other materials that are designed specifically to adhere to the old floor. And so one thing you could do would be to basically re-level the floor using an epoxy patching compound to smooth out those areas. Another idea that comes to mind is that there are a number of garage floors out there that are modular in nature that can be assembled on top of the concrete and basically give you about an extra half inch of height. And the water, if it collects at all, would be kind of below that level. They're made to drain, they're perforated, they're durable, and they look pretty cool, too. I'm thinking of one that snaps together and looks like tiles that can actually be quite a decor element as well and has more traction than the concrete would itself.
And it would go over the low spot and still be level?
And you would put it over the entire floor. You know, you basically would redo the whole floor in the garage with this material.
And so what about drilling holes in it? You think then I may have more water come up through? That was my concern.
Probably not, because I think what will happen is it'll just clog up. I don't think it's going to be effective. I mean, I guess it's possible you could put a drain in there if you really drilled a big hole, but we don't know what we're going to run up against when you get through that concrete.
No. Well, it's gravel underneath. But
it's a pretty big job, and if you were to drill it, I think you're probably just going to clog up. I don't think it would be an effective drain, unless you actually, you know, put a properly sized drain in there, and that's just a bigger project. If you think smoothing this out, that low spot's going to solve it, then I would just use a patching compound on it and try it. You got nothing to lose and see what happens. If you decide you don't like that, you can always go with a floor tile option after that.
Do you have a tile option, a manufacturer that you would recommend for that?
Yeah, Home Depot has dozens of these garage floor tiles. Now, they're not going to have them in the store, but if you go to homedepot.com and just search garage floor tiles, you'll see what the options are. Lots and lots of options, and some of them are quite attractive.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, one of the most popular projects for this time of year is bathroom remodeling. Everybody wants it done before the holidays. Quick, are you free, guy? Can you come over here and do the work in the next week and a half? Chances are you're going to get a whole lot of no's. So we're going to have step-by-step advice for you DIYers and the pros alike to help you get that job done just in the nick of time. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Well, it's the holiday season, so I always like to make sure my freezer is stocked with the best options for meals. And that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Well, I'm stopping by Friday, Tom, so set an extra place setting for me.
You got it.
You know, I love Omaha Steaks as well, even when Tom's not doing the cooking for me. They also make a great gift. They're perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. So to help you enjoy some tasty Omaha Steaks, the Omaha Steak experts have put together specially curated gift packages, and they've given us the promo code MONEYPIT for an extra $30 off your order.
I love the holiday favorites assortment. You get fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, burgers, 29 items for just $159.
Listen up, elves. You can beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, and the promo code is MONEYPIT to help you save $30.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Are you rushing to get stuff done before the end of the year? Well, you can count on us to help. Reach out with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
Give us a call, shoot us an email, post your question, whatever you do. Here is a great reason to reach out. We're giving away a cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. I mean, it's really great. It combines power and performance along with comfort and convenience. And you can do some really great projects for upholstering, woodworking, insulation, crafting, lots of stuff for you to help you get through the holiday season and make it really nice. And it's got a powerful lithium-ion battery that's going to fire over 1,000 staples per full charge. It's available for $75, but it could be yours for free.
Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mark in North Carolina is having some issues with door paint. Tell us what's going on.
I've got a metal door that faces the east. The sun rises on it. It's a solid white steel door, but it's got a solid glass storm door in front of it, and I have painted it for the last 19 years. And the paint peels off of it's like Shirley Temple's curls.
So here's what happens. When you keep putting paint upon paint upon paint, eventually those layers just delaminate and they will not stick. So what you have to do at this point is pull that door off and strip it all the way down to the metal. You need to get all that old paint off. Once all that old paint is off, you sand it very lightly, and then I want you to use an oil-based primer, like a Rust-Oleum, paint it on, let it dry, and once it's good and solid, then you can put one or two coats of top coat over that. But I think you're putting good paint over bad paint, and it's just finding a new layer and separating. And you're right, when you have those storm doors on, it does add to the stress of that finish. But I think if you strip down all that old paint, get it back down to the metal, sand it up, put a primer on, a couple of coats of finish paint over that, I think it'll stick that time, Mark.
Well, bathroom modeling is one of the most popular projects for this type of year because everybody wants it done before the holidays. Now, the biggest challenge is that it can be complicated and costly to get done, not to mention inconvenient, especially if it's the only bathroom you've got in the house.
Well, luckily, you don't need to tear into walls or completely reconfigure plumbing to get great results. So we're going to share some tips for making small-scale improvements and changes to your bathroom that will create the kind of space that you need.
Yeah, so first let's talk about a few ways that you can increase the space in your small bathroom. So think about adding a corner sink, you know, pedestal style, wall mounted, whichever option you choose. A corner sink is going to give you that functional charm, but free up that floor space in the bathroom. I mean, something with a bigger footprint can definitely feel like it takes up a lot of space. So this is a good trick to make a small space seem bigger. Now, another option is adding a cabinet-mounted vessel sink. So the sink is then mounted on top of a scaled-down cabinet or perhaps a less traditional piece of furniture like an antique dresser. That's going to give you some style, but it also can help you find a little bit of needed storage.
Now, you can also switch out your toilet to one with a flat tank top. This gives you another storage spot where you can place organizers directly on top of it, or you can take advantage of the wall space above it for, say, a hanging cabinet or some shelving. Now, in terms of showers, consider adding a curved, what's called a quadrant shower unit. Curved quadrant showers sport two straight sides, and they're mounted into a corner, and they have a curved entry, which is where the door is. Now, that actually saves you at least a square foot of space compared with a traditional square shower unit.
Now, here's another option. You can go with a smaller, deeper tub because you're going to get a great soak with a deep set seating. Small clawfoot tubs are an option, and modern fixtures that are inspired by Japanese tubs, you know, they're becoming pretty popular, and they do take up a small footprint while looking amazingly great and giving you that lovely bath that you want. And lastly, use lower profile faucets and fixtures. You're going to find that visual space is going to open up when you select these low profile fixtures, while the range of styles, I mean, there's a ton out there. So it really does allow you to beautifully accessorize a very small bath. And I'm telling you, with just these little changes, you can definitely feel like you have a much larger space.
Denise in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a front porch. We fixed it last year. The front of it. And the cement that we used fell off. What is the best product to use?
Well, the reason it fell off is because you use cement on cement or cement on concrete. You need to use a patching product. There are special mixes of concrete products that are designed for patching, and they have better adhesion to them. So take a look at the products available from Quikcrete, and if you can find, you'll find their patching product sticks very, very well. Generally, you have to make sure that the original surface is clean. And then you can apply this, and you'll find that it has good adhesion, and that's the key. You just can't put new concrete on old concrete or new cement on old concrete because it's not designed to stay. The water gets under it and starts to loosen things up. But if you use the patching compounds, I think you'll find that it will stick around for quite a long time.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining the Money Pit this holiday season. Hey guys, if you have leftovers sitting around so long that it leaves your fridge smelling just kind of gross and yucky, we're going to have some tips to freshen that fridge when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Who are we? Well, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post them by going to moneypit.com and clicking the blue microphone button.
Sherry reached out saying, I have bubbled walls and ceilings from a leak in my upstairs bathroom. How do I repair the ceiling?
First, you repair the leak, right?
Yes, you hope that's done.
Want to make sure the leak's under control. So it's a great question. Now, the first thing you want to do, if the wall or the ceiling is physically deformed, and I don't just mean like bubbles of paint, but actually physically swollen, because sometimes if the leak goes on a long time, that can happen. If that's the case, you have to cut out the damaged drywall, unfortunately. But if it's just like paint bubbles and you can scrape them away, what you're going to want to do is spackle everything smooth. Then, and this is really important, you have to prime the ceiling or the walls over those stains. If you don't prime them, that sort of dark rust-colored stain that always forms when you have a water leak, it will just bleed right through the finished paint. You got to seal it first by priming it, and then you paint over the whole thing, and you should be good to go. And by the way, if you do get a leak, I talked about the drywall swelling. The first thing you want to do, and it's kind of counterintuitive, but if you've got a leak and water's coming through a ceiling, poke holes in it. It's a lot easier to poke holes and drain the water behind it than it is to tear down the entire ceiling and replace it.
All right, now Jessica wrote in asking if there's a simple way to tell if a wall is load-bearing, or do I need to find the blueprints to my home? Well, don't knock it down to find out.
Yeah. Is there a simple way? I can't say there's a simple way. I can tell you, generally speaking, load-bearing walls are parallel to the front and rear walls of the house. Typically, the wall in between that goes down the middle of the house, that's load-bearing, but not always. You know, if you go to your basement and you see a beam in that area, you can kind of figure out that the load-bearing walls are going to be in the middle. Usually, and I say usually because not always, but walls that are perpendicular to the front and rear wall are not. So that's about as general advice I can give you now. But if you're going to do a serious project, you need to find a pro that can tell you for absolute sure what kind of wall you're dealing with.
And you know, Jessica, even if it is a load-bearing wall, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. You just have to take some extra steps to make sure everything is shored up while you properly support everything else, and you can still achieve the look you want, so don't be afraid.
Well, our leftovers taking over your fridge? Now is an excellent time to clean out and freshen up this very hard-working appliance. Leslie has seen her share of leftovers left too long and has some tips on how to freshen the fridge once again in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, guys. I mean, the fridge definitely is a hard-working spot in your kitchen. And if you tend to just stuff that fridge with all of the things you've got kicking around but not really clean it, you know, you're going to be sorry in the long run. Now, here's why. That insulating material in the fridge is made of foam. And once that foam absorbs whatever foul, stinky odor you've got in there, there's really no way to get rid of them. We've seen refrigerators that work perfectly well need to be tossed to the curb because of those forgotten leftovers that just sort of stunk up those inside spaces. So here's what you can do to avoid that. You want to get in the habit of cleaning up any spills that happen in the fridge immediately. Toss your leftovers once a week or so. Check out old condiments. They're dated for a reason, so if they're old, get rid of them. Now, if you want a fresh-smelling fridge, there's really an easy trick. Empty the fridge out, clean all those surfaces with a solution of water and baking soda, then soak a paper towel with vanilla extract and leave it in the fridge overnight. When it comes morning time, that fridge is really going to smell so wonderful. So it's a good start, and go ahead, maintain that cleanliness in that fridge space, and you'll be so happy with the scents coming out of there for a long while.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, rain gutters are not a very exciting part of your home, but if they're not maintained, some pretty serious damage can occur. So we're going to share some tips to keep your gutters in tip-top shape on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For all of you who have served us, let us serve you. Veterans, police, firefighters, EMTs, and your families, please come join us on December 3rd for a servicemen's feast from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall located at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. This is a free holiday lunch with all the fixings for you. Again, it's on December 3rd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. Presented by Missing in America Project. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.